Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the science fiction suspense novel Gestation 7, One Was Black and One Was White by J. Stuart Willis, three government scientists go rogue and run an experiment designed to reduce the gestation period of the human race. The experiment goes terribly wrong and results in two babies being murdered. A young woman reporter investigates the crime to help unravel the mystery of what happened, while the youngest of the scientists, innocent of the murders, is embroiled in the turmoil that ensues. The tragedy comes to the attention of the local congressman and results in a congressional hearing to find out why government oversight failed during the events of the experiment and its aftermath. J. Stuart Willis is a graduate of the United States Military Academy and the Graduate School of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. He spent 16 years of his military career as a professor of physics at the Military Academy. Following retirement from the Army, he worked for 12 years at TRW as manager of the Department of Energy's nuclear waste project at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. He later served as the town of Washington, Virginia's elected mayor for 9 years, now lives in Charlottesville, Virginia. Gestation 7 is described as a fascinating and original take on crime and medical thrillers. The book has received the Pacific Book Review Star, awarded to books of excellent merit, and was the first place winner in fiction in the APS Book Awards. And author J. Stuart Willis is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, sir. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I love the story you tell. I want to get into that here in a second. It's really a compelling story, but the distinguished career that you've had, when did you start writing? You have got bestsellers, you've got award-winning books, a number of them. When did this begin for you?
It actually only began about 9 years ago. I'm like most people in the world, just an average person who works to make a living and spent years doing that, coaching little leagues, taking my daughter and a quarter horse to horse shows, helping my wife in her business as interior designer. And, you know, it's a full life. And then I lost my wife to cancer 9 years ago. And suddenly I had a time I never had before in my life. And I decided to go back and do the thing I always wanted to do. And that was to write books. And so I started with Gestation 7. So that's kind of the best history. It fills my time now, along with a little painting of acrylics and of landscapes and so forth. It keeps me busy, keeps me happy. So that's why I've done it.
Well, and you've done it so well. This book, Gestation 7, is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to pageturner.us. All this information on our website. And the author's website is jstuartwillisbooks.com. That link is on our website. You can get directly there by going to our website. Why did you decide to write? You mentioned this is something you've always wanted to do. Why do you write, and why is this such a very important part of your life now, and you do it so well?
Well, as I say, it's something I really always wanted to do. I really started a book in college. That was going to be a Civil War book. It's yet to be written, but I got half a dozen chapters written and then went on with life. And then I couldn't get back to this, but it was always in the back of my mind. So I'm doing now what I wanted to do for a long, long time.
Well, it's a wide variety of books that you've written. What's the favorite genre that you like for writing? And you really excelled at this. I mentioned in the beginning, one review saying it's a fascinating, original take on crime and medical thrillers. If you think you've read them all, guess again. This book, Gestation 7, is different. It will hold you from page to page. What's your favorite genre to write in?
Well, I guess most of my books have been this police procedural type book, but I do a variety of things. It's whatever happens to catch my fancy. I take an idea or two ideas and sit down and start writing, and kind of write from the beginning to the end, and then go back and fill in some blanks. But really, it's not much of a process of jumping around. It's a straight process in time. I've written books about political systems, about dystopian history of what happens to the United States when climate change has caused major changes in what's happened here.
Yes.
I tend not to look at that future as being the Japanese type approach with modern things and large signs and so forth. I look at it really kind of a negative way, I guess, because I look at the world as being in pretty bad shape in 80, 90 years from now. So that's the approach I have.
It's sort of hard to look at the news and not think of that things are not going in the direction that we would like them to go. I would like to talk about the process of writing a novel. And let's start with this, Gestation 7. Where did this idea come from? And you really talk about a number of issues there, including the role of government and government oversight. How did this idea begin for this book?
Well, you know, it's a lot of things go around, a lot of books these days about, I think, an idea of what's going to happen with DNA and RNA and so forth, and how we're going to change. And that's really interesting, but it's very high level for me. It's still fascinating enough that I wanted to look at it, at least in a kind of low simplistic way, and I kind of invented a way to do this, and not creating a new species, but trying to change the gestation period. So that was the clue of what I wanted to do, and then I kind of went back in my own background of going through graduate school and so forth, and what happens to people in graduate school, and the people who graduated from there. These are the people I knew in Rensselaer Pod, that because the two kind of influenced us. And so it's a background. It's kind of what was happening at the time in the way of DNA, and I guess it's still going on. But I had to latch on to that as a beginning of a book.
The book is Gestation 7. The author is James Stewart Willis, book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to pageturner.us and also to the author's website, jstewartwillisbooks.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You get the plot developed, and now you're bringing in characters. David Neal, the young scientist I talked about, Mary Murphy, the reporter. Talk about developing those characters and the challenges and the rewards in developing these characters. We really like these characters. We follow these characters. They capture our attention. How did you develop these two main characters?
Well, the young man, a scientist, is kind of the people I worked with in graduate school, knew in graduate school. They're young and innocent, looking forward to a future in science, and I kind of grabbed hold of this poor guy, and he got led astray by the older guys and got himself into a complex situation. And then the reporter is just kind of my imagination. I wanted a fun character who would get involved in this and kind of solve the thing. And Mary Murphy is that fun character, and I enjoyed writing about her. So those are the characters.
When you sat down to write this book, Gestation 7, do you outline, do you know where you're going with this, or does it sort of take on a life of its own as you're developing the story, or maybe a combination of both?
I never write an outline. It's always a surprise. I kind of plow along and I discover new things. Sometimes I dream at night, come up with an idea, and it always is kind of a developing process as I go along.
No, it really works. Yeah, you talk to some people with a rigid outline, and you're thinking maybe they're missing something as they're writing the story, and they're sort of forcing the story maybe in a way that naturally it wouldn't go. So I like the fact that you sort of go with the flow of the story. Talk about some of
the things that would take the fun out of it. The fun is living the book as you go along.
It sounds like you're having as much fun writing it as we're having reading it. So I guess that's a good thing that it's not work for you.
Yeah, I enjoy writing.
Now, do you set aside a certain amount of time every day to write, or how do you work that? What's the discipline in your writing style?
Well, I wish I could. I try to set 2 or 3 hours a day to write, but I find life gets in the way sometimes. I do other things.
Yes.
Then if I need a break, I go off and paint a picture. And I'm not very good at it, but that's fun too. So then I come back to it.
I mentioned the other books. You'll find all of those on his website, the author's website, jstuartwillisbooks.com. One story about you says you have a penchant for writing novels that inspire debate, challenge societal views, and many of your books do that. Talk about that. Was that as an intent when you started, that you wanted to get us thinking? Because we do start thinking. It's hard to read it and not think, where are we going as a society right now?
Well, I think I do that a little bit, but it's not major motivation. I just like to take an idea. One of the things that I wrote was the book One Vote, which is my only political book. And that's based on my life in Rappahannock County, where I was serving as mayor and so forth. And I got involved with the local politics there and local parties and their meetings and what happens at an election, which is kind of much different than probably it is in a big city. It's a very local thing. That's fun. And so I started with that and developed into a full-scale political story.
What do you hope the reader takes away after reading Gestation 7? What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I hope they just have fun reading it. That's yes. The main thing. Maybe they think a little bit about DNA and RNA and what all this applies, but I don't really delve into that deeply enough for them to get too involved with it. It's more the background story of what these people are involved with and how they've gotten trapped into a problem and so forth. So I hope they just enjoy the story.
Yeah, I mentioned some of the themes that you talk about. This is not a book, a philosophical book, trying to convince you on a certain viewpoint or whatever. They're just issues we're all dealing with. Most of us don't have an answer anyway. And this is, we're reading this, and it gives us an opportunity to think things through the lives of the characters that come alive in the book. It is so well done. You've written so many books, this book, an award-winning book. Do you consider yourself a successful writer? Do you feel that way? Do you put yourself in that category?
No, not at all. Not at all. I can't get an agent to represent me. I've tried, and so I can't get a major publisher. So I spent my own money, and you can't make yourself a successful writer unless you sell books, and I don't sell a whole lot of books. So no, I don't consider myself a writer. It's just something I do for fun. I couldn't do it for fun, it wouldn't make any sense at all.
The publishing industry just touched on that. It is so difficult. It is changing so much with the emphasis now on Kindle and emphasis on audiobooks. And are people even still reading? What's your assessment of the publishing industry? You've dealt with them in attempting to get their attention with your books. What are your thoughts on the publishing industry?
Well, you know, it's a very tight industry, and I feel like the agents or the gatekeepers of the whole business. I don't really know since I haven't gotten that far. It's a frustrating industry. You know, I get 4 or 5 emails every day from people in the industry offering to give me a traditional publisher, give me a contract with a movie theater company. I've gotten people who claim to be representatives of MGM or Netflix or some other major company who are going to help me out and get a contract. And they all asked me for money. And in the beginning, I fell for it a lot. But now I just erase the 5 messages I get a day. And fills up in 15 days with 20 messages. Everybody out there is going to try to help me. And I don't know whether any of them are valid or not. I've gotten to the point where I just don't trust anybody in the industry. So I guess I've become cynical about the whole business, and that's too bad, because the actual writing part I do enjoy.
Well, and you're so good at it. And you'll find information on all of the books at the website, jstuartwillisbooks.com. You can link on by directly going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on, get information on Gestation 7 and all the books that are written. And you've written a number of them. What are you working on now? Do you have a new book that you're working on?
Yeah, I've got about 200 pages written on a book where a little-known author gets upset with a major author and decides to use AI to write a book and pretend that it's written by the other author in order to embarrass him. And so about 200 pages into that, we'll find out that he didn't succeed in embarrassing the guy. The guy just published the book and make money off of it. So it's kind of fun in the process.
Looking forward to that. I love the premise of that. You mentioned AI. You talk in this book with DNA and the things that we're still trying to deal with. And now as a society, we've got AI thrown on top of us. We don't know what to believe, where it's coming from, the source, if it's valid or not. What are your thoughts on all of that? You've seen so many changes in your lifetime. What do you think of AI and the good and the bad out there?
Well, I don't know that I really think it's going to be completely good. It's going to help us solve some problems easy enough, but I'm really worried about what it's going to do to the information background that we have to live with every day. We're already in trouble with what the internet has done to us, and this I see as something that's really we're going to have to be careful with as human beings, because we're going to live in a world where other people are going to try to control us, and that scares me.
It really is frightening, and you see some of the pictures that have been AI generated, and it looks just like the real celebrity, and it looks like they are where the picture's caption says they are, and we find out that's totally manufactured, and how we're going to deal with this. Does technology sometimes slip up on us? You wonder where the government oversight, the congressman in your book is wondering how this happened. We sort of wonder how these things happen. They get to the point where they're sort of running away, you know, with progress now. Do we lack oversight?
Well, we do in the sense that I don't think most of our people who are creating the oversight really understand what they're overseeing. And that's frightening, because it's challenging to all of us. I mean, how many of us really understand what's happening in science and DNA and so forth, or in AI? And so the average guy just doesn't know it, what's going on. If this thing belongs to the realm of experts, and the experts, I think, sometimes run off in the wrong direction. So we're going to have to live with it, but it's going to be tough.
It is difficult to sort it all out. I mentioned the career graduate U.S. Military Academy talk there. We've got a few minutes left here. What's your thoughts on the military today and what they're facing, and stretched in many directions with very, very expensive weaponry and science that's changing dramatically? What are your thoughts on the military today?
Well, you're right. It is changing very fast. And like everything else in the world, we all have to keep up with it. My father was in the Army, and he ran procurement for the Signal Corps. And back in the 1950s, when you're going to buy a new weapon system, it was a six-month process. And, you know, we haven't got 6 months anymore. The whole world has changed in 6 months. So it's a real challenge. The procurement process is a slow process, and it probably doesn't keep up with what we're doing and what's going on. So I'm concerned about that, too. But we got some good people, I think, trying to work on it. I know I was in Vietnam years ago, and we found ourselves with a radio equipment that they ordered and they didn't order spare parts for it. And you run into problems like that. It's always a challenge to keep up with what's going on. And I think it remains a challenge. It's going to remain a challenge for the military forever. And I just hope we can do what we have to do.
and you put a price tag on all of that and all of the technology, it's staggering. I've never seen so many zeros and commas in a figure when they're talking about budget and what all of this calls cost. It's just it's incredible. The book is Gestation 7. One was black and one was white by J. Stewart Willis. A couple minutes left in the program. Interesting. One of the things you talk about is science, and it makes us wonder, okay, how far can we push science without playing God? Is there a line you think that we could cross, maybe have crossed, in trying to do more than we should be doing?
Well, I don't think most scientists think of themselves as playing God. You know, science is a kind of challenge, and some people view it, I think, simply as a challenge, not fully realizing what they're getting into in the process. I don't think they're playing God. I think they're innocent, but I think that they're ambitious too. They're also trying to get the new frontiers, learn new things. And that's always a worrisome thing, because you don't always know how to handle the new things.
Well, the book is an excellent read. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to pageturner.us, to jstewartwillisbooks.com, the author's website, information there on all of the other books that he has written. James, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love what you've done with this book. Looking forward to the new book, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well, a fascinating topic. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
It has been our pleasure. The guest is J. Stewart Willis. His website, jstewartwillisbooks.com. This book, Gestation 7, One Was Black, One Was White, available wherever books are sold. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.